Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are many one-word expressions you can find in K-dramas. You hear it a lot of times. And if you learn how to say them confidently, then you can react like a native speaker. 안녕하세요! This is your chingu, Ruth Navarra Mayo of Inquirer Super K. And this is the second episode of the second season of Let's Talk Uppa, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Every language has common expressions and phrases. They come in very handy when you are lost for words, which, let's admit, can happen a lot when you're trying to learn a new language. Let's start with a commonly heard Korean word, kenchana. Here's Jeongjeong Susan Singnim from Jeong's Korean Classroom to explain more about it.
Kenchana means it's fine or it's okay. Are you okay? Kenchana. Intonation is over, end of sentence. Kenchana. Statement form is just to put down. 괜찮아, 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 괜찮아.
Like most Korean words, 괜찮아 is very versatile. You can use it in many ways just by changing your tone. You can chant it during sporting events to encourage someone who just made a mistake. Like this, 괜찮아, 괜찮아, 괜찮아. You can also use the word when you want to say that you're fine. Like this, 괜찮아, 괜찮아. It can also become a word of compassion when asked this way. 괜찮아? 괜찮아요? The K-drama Navillera has an example of this. The Netflix original series is about a grandfather, a lolo, who decides to pursue his lifelong dream of becoming a danseur or male ballet dancer. This lolo, Park In-won, gets to know Song Kang. And Kang later on becomes his unwilling teacher in exchange for his services as a manager. And like a good manager, In-won often asks how Kang is. Kenshana? He'd ask. One night, Kang meets a friend who's still mad at him for what happened in the past. Kang's father, who was their football coach, would beat this guy up. And Kang's father actually went to prison because of this. But then this friend couldn't take revenge on the father, so he takes out his anger on Kang. They get into an argument while they're on the stairs. Kang is accidentally pushed down the stairs. In-won sees him lying on the ground. He asks Kang, "Are you okay? Where does it hurt? Is it your knee? Is it your feet? Where are you hurting so badly? Oh no, what should I do?" Kang, wincing in pain, answers, "Help me up." In-won tells him, "No. Stay here. I'll call a doctor." It was very upsetting to watch this scene because dancers rely on a healthy body. And you know how Kang has a very fine body too. Dapat ingatan. You'll especially enjoy this drama if you have grandparents or an elderly you're very close to. Let's move on to our next word. If someone asks you if you're fine and you don't like the person or you don't want to answer the question directly, you can say, "Ganyang." Jeongseon Singnim, how do we say "ganyang"?
그냥, 그냥, 그냥. If someone says 그냥, it means I don't have a serious meaning or just.
그냥 translates to just us, just as well, just so, or just because. Personally, I love it whenever it is used by a character who doesn't want to explain anything or who wants to end the conversation. Its equivalent in Filipino is basta. The key is the nonchalant tone or attitude. I'll give you some sample scenarios. Why did you do it? Kanyang. Do you like him? Kanyang. What do you think of this dress? Kanyang. Kenchana? Kanyang. So, the next time you find yourself in situations like this, you know what to say. Kanyang. Kanyang is also the name of the female lead in the series, So I Married the Auntie Fan. You can watch it exclusively on the site iQ.com or the iQIYI app. That's spelled as I-Q-I-Y-I. iQIYI. An Auntie Fan, by the way, is an active hater, meaning he or she is someone who makes an effort to inflict pain on a celebrity, whether online or in person. Choi Soo-young plays Kunyang. She's a magazine writer who lost her job because of a misunderstanding with superstar Hu Jun. Choi Tae-jun plays Hu Jun. Quick fact, ex-host Chanyeol played Hu Jun in the 2016 version of the film. It was adapted from the popular webtoon of the same title. Okay, back to the story. So Kunyang felt that Hu Jun was responsible for her situation, which actually he was. Thus, she became an anti-fan. She would write bad things about him online and stay outside his agency's building to protest. But when his fans started bullying her, Hu Jun comes to the rescue. And this is how the reality show of Hu Jun marrying Kunyang came about. Basically, they pretend to marry each other in the show and they have to do activities together as a pretend married couple. But like in any other reality show, you have to have a villain, diba? You want to make it exciting. So the show's producers casted Kunyang as the perfect bad girl. Their editing made sure that she was so. That's why Hu Jun's fans hated her all the more. And even though she was advised against it, she kept reading mean things about her online. It really hurt her feelings, so Hu Jun, feeling guilty about the situation, visited her one night, and they had this conversation.
사실 그쪽에 미안할 게 뭐가 있어요. 리얼리티답게 리얼하게 방송된 건데.
Kunyang said, "Well, you shouldn't have to feel sorry. It was a reality show, so they aired a realistic scene." Hu Jun answered,
"너만 들으려고 안 들으려고 다 먹고 있잖아.
You're the only one who gets all the criticism." Kunyang answered,
"이참에 뭐 스타 기분 좀 내 보는 거죠 뭐."
This is a chance to enjoy my temporary fame.
옛날에 회사 다닐 땐 혼자서 굳은 일 다 도맡아서 하고 온갖 기획안 다 뺏겨도 아무 존재감도 없는 그냥이었는데 이제는 모두가 다 아는 그냥 됐으니까 뭐 좋게 말하면 성공했네요.
Back in my old job, I used to do all the work and get all my proposals stolen. But I was still just 그냥, the girl with no presence. But now, everybody knows who I am. I am the famous Kunyang. In a way, I became successful. Hu Jun said,
그냥. 좀만 버텨라, 이 그냥. 지나가면 이것도 다 그리워진다.
Just 그냥. Hang in a little longer, 이 그냥. You'll actually miss everything once it ends. So, as you can see, Kunyang is dismissive even to herself. Kunyang lang siya. Medyo sad, no? Pero the entire show is a lot of fun. I really enjoyed watching this rom-com. Okay, let's move on to something close to my heart. If you listened to the first season of Let's Talk Oppa, which you should, then you'd know by now that Lee Seung-gi is one of my favorite Korean celebrities. I invited IRED's PH admin, Grace Yumang, to talk about what makes Seung-gi so impressive. By the way, Irene is the fandom of Seung-gi.
For me, yung pagiging spotless niya in terms of yung pagiging celebrity niya, parang dispatch, walang makuha sa kanyang scandal. Maraming mga Korean artists na kabi-kabila yung mga nakukuha nila mga news. Parang sabi ko, okay itong isang to. Kumbaga, he managed to be spotless.
Except of course, yung pasabog ni Dispatch about his relationship with Lee Da-in. Oh, may time si Seung-gi makipag-date.
And then, sa education niya, aside from graduating as a bachelor, master's naman, dalawang ano pa, degrees pa. He managed to finish his education sa kabila ng kabisihan niya. And then, yung pagiging triple threat niya, of course. Hindi lahat nababalance yun eh. Kung actor ka, sa actor ka lang, ano, hindi ka nag-excel dito sa isa. Kung singer ka naman, at talagang sa singer ka na naglilinya. Pero siya, in all aspects, in demand eh. Yan po sa mga nagpa-impress sa akin. Never imagined myself standing other artists na ganito ka-intense.
Same! At syempre, as a fan, palagi ako nakaabang sa social media accounts ni Sunggi. On his Instagram account, I noticed that there's one word that he often uses as a caption. And that word is "tudio." It means finally. He uses this a lot because some of his projects are shot in advance. What are these projects nga, Grace?
Vagabond is pre-produced. Yung movie niya, The Princess and the Matchmaker, it was filmed 2015 before ng kanyang enlistment. And 2018 lang yata siya na labas sa public.
Let's also add Netflix original variety shows Busted and Together to the list. Pre-recorded means they finish shooting first, then edit, and then sometimes it takes months before they air or stream it. So you can actually understand why he often puts "dudio" in his captions. It's like he's saying, "Finally! Lumabas na rin yung show namin." Let's listen to Jung San Sing Nim to explain this expression further.
Tudio, tudio, tudio. If something is success to you, you can use tudio. Or 마침내, but tudio is popular than 마침내 in spoken language. But in Korean writing, 마침내 used a lot.
There are many ways you can use tudio. You can use it when you finish your work in school or in the office. You can even say it with an insulting tone, especially when a friend finally gets the joke after 10 minutes. Or you can use it when you arrive at a destination after a long journey, which was what happened to Sunggi Oppa and Taiwanese actor Jasper Liu in the Netflix variety show Together. The concept of the show is to have Sunggi Oppa and Jasper go to different countries to meet their fans while seeing famous landmarks along the way. One of the fans is located in Kathmandu, Nepal. And that fan suggested they visit Pokhara, another city popular to trekkers of the Himalayas. A flight from Kathmandu to Pokhara takes 30 minutes tops. A drive will take 8 long hours. No brainer! You take the plane. Even Sunggi said he'll sit on the floor of the plane if he has to. But here's the catch. The crew came there during the wet season. And so for safety reasons, Pokhara and Kathmandu airports close when the weather is bad. And flights can be cancelled. The situation changes every hour. So ayun! That day, they waited for their flight to be confirmed for 40 minutes. And they didn't have boarding passes pa ha? So they weren't sure kung matutuloy pa ang flight nila. So imagine their happiness when it was announced that they could leave. And according to their schedule, their flight would leave in 15 minutes. They were very happy as they went to the boarding area. And then, it started raining in Kathmandu. So the plane couldn't leave Kathmandu naman. And their flight was delayed further for an hour. Let's listen to their conversation when they finally arrive in Pokhara.
Wow! Oh, we arrived.
Sunggi sighed in relief, spread his arms and said,
"Tudio!"
Finally. Then in Chinese he said, "We're here!"
Yeah. 到了。 Weather is good.
Yeah, good.
No pee.
Jasper agreed by saying, "There's no rain."
Pokhara. Taxi?
Yes. Dudio. Finally, after all the trouble, they get to enjoy their trip. Another common expression that we often hear in K-dramas and variety shows is Jinja. Jinja means really. This is useful when you want to emphasize that what you're saying is true. This is also a word that you can repeat in one sentence to underscore the truth. Here's Jongsun Sing-nim to explain the different uses of 진짜.
진짜, 진짜, 진짜. 진짜 mean is real or really, like 정말. They have the same meaning. You have to be careful the pronunciation 자. Don't pronounce 진짜. You have to pronounce 진짜. If you use in your question sentence, it is just really, like that. So 진짜. If you use 진짜 in your statement sentence, the mean is it's a fact or it's a serious. It's not joke.
And together, I noticed that Jasper would often look at Sunggye and ask him, 진짜? He often does so for two reasons. First, Sunggye Oppa, being the seasoned entertainer, would often be one step ahead of the show's producers. That's why Jasper would often confirm things with him. The second reason is that Sunggye often played tricks on Jasper. Diba Grace, medyo naughty si Sunggye sa show?
Naughty, opo. I pity talaga Jasper on the show. My goodness. Halos lahat kami. Sabi namin, Sunggye, ngayon ka lang talaga naging kontrabida sa buhay namin. Ba't mo ginayon si Jasper?
But we know that Sunggye is a very seasoned entertainer. That's why Jasper called Sunggye his teacher while Sunggye called him his student. Sabi nga ng mga fans ni Sunggye, if you want to get to know him, start with variety shows because he practically grew up there.
Kasi 5 years na si Sunggye sa 182 days. And yung mga yungs niya doon, sobrang mga batikan, lalo na Kang Hodong. Ang dami niyang natutunan kay Kang Hodong talaga. Talaga isinapuso niya how a variety show works. Yung pakikipag-communicate niya, kung meron dapat sabihin o hindi dapat itanong, kung paano dapat na alagaan yung emotion ng isang guest. Alam niya lahat eh. Hindi naman siguro totally hindi knowledgeable si Jasper sa mangyayari. Siguro may konti siyang idea pero hindi niya kailangan na gano'ng gagawin ni Sunggye. Lalo na sa beach, awang-awa ako. Sarap na sarap siya din sa kanyang paglipad-lipad si Jasper. Gusto ko lang tulungan.
Don't worry, Chingus. In the end, natuto rin si Jasper. He was able to pull pranks on Sunggye rin naman. But now you know, in variety shows, the last person to trust in competitions is Sunggye. Kaya nga siyang Beksang Arts Awards Best Male Variety Performer in 2021. Let's listen to the short exchange of Sunggye and Jasper while they were in Prambanan Temple in Indonesia. The challenge for this stop is that Jasper had to run around the temple while taking photos, and then Sunggye had to keep spinning a specific number of tops until Jasper returned. Sunggye must stay in one spot while itong si Jasper hingal na sa kakatakbo, and they both have to finish at the same time. Jasper is able to complete all his tasks, but Sunggye cannot. It was very challenging kasi to keep those tops spinning. Pero every time Sunggye fails, Jasper has to run inside the temple again. But once inside the temple, there's no way for Jasper to tell if the tops have stopped spinning. So in the last round, when Sunggye saw Jasper, he pointed at the spinning top and shouted in English,
"Trust me, trust me!"
Jasper approached the producer to hand over the photos that he took. Sunggye told Jasper,
"Done, success! 진짜?"
A tired and sweaty Jasper turned around and asked, "Seriously?" And the boys then celebrated their victory. And speaking of celebration, there's one word you can use to celebrate the victory in Korean. And it's Asa! Asa is the equivalent of yes! When you get something you want, then you can shout Asa! When you succeed in a sporting event, you can also express your happiness through the word. Or when your opa says yes to your date invitation, you deserve to shout Asa! How do we say it, Sunsingnim?
Asa. 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 Actually, asa doesn't have any meaning. Just express your feeling. You succeed about something, At that time, you can shout "assa" like that. Last syllable, you have to pronounce strongly. "Sa, assa."
Time to review. When you want to say okay or ask if a person is okay, say
괜찮아.
If you want to be dismissive or end a conversation, say
그냥.
You say
드디어.
When you finally achieve what you want. And if you want to confirm or emphasize something, say
진짜.
Finally, if you want to celebrate, say
아싸.
Now go practice saying those expressions. You've been listening to Let's Talk Oppa, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to Let's Talk Oppa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Again, this has been your chingu, Ruth Navarra Mayo. Follow Super K on Facebook, Let's Talk Oppa on Instagram, and Super on Twitter. This show is produced by Macy Hoven and edited by Nina Turalba. We would like to thank Jongsun Sing Nim of Jung's Korean Classroom and Grace Yumang for joining us in this episode. We'll take a break from K-dramas in the next show because we'll be talking about K-pop lingo and slang. We hope you're always kenchana because we jinja care about you. Kamsahamnida!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.